So I was fighting this bear the other day, and then there was a moose, and he came in with a shotgun.
Okay, so what does the bear moose story have to do with us forgetting to record an intro for our first podcast?
I was hoping you would be like, hey, shut up about your stupid story, we need to record an intro.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing, so let's just introduce the podcast and we'll be done with it.
Okay.
So,
welcome to the show.
You gotta say the title of the show.
I don't know the title of the show. What's the title of the show?
Alright, okay, let me try. Welcome to AA, A Shot of Funny with Andrew.
That's terrible. That's terrible. We shouldn't use this one. I'm Batman.
Okay, so here's your line. You say, and Aaron, or, and my okay. name is Aaron. Okay.
Okay.
All right, try, second okay. try, second try. Ready, and go.
Okay. I'm right. Aaron.
Okay, well, this is getting too long. This is going to be like its own podcast. So let's keep it short. When I say, this is Andrew, and then I will not point at you. Well, just imagine me pointing at you, because if I point at you, you might get distracted.
Okay, okay, go. Go with the theme song.
Okay. What? What are you doing?
Welcome to the show. This is Aaron.
And Andrew.
All right.
All right. Again, we didn't say the name of the podcast. Okay. Here we go again. Okay.
Okay. I'm having way too much fun.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Welcome to AA, A Shot of Funny. I'm your host, Andrew, and here we have with me is...
I'm Aaron.
Good job.
Yay.
All right, so that's our intro. Sorry I forgot it the first time, but enjoy the show. Do you have anything to add before they listen?
Can I finish my moose story now?
Back to your lion and mouse little picture. I don't like it because it's creepy.
Why is it creepy?
Well, I don't know. The lion looks like he's just waiting to eat the mouse. It doesn't look like they're friends at all.
I mean, I'm pretty
look at
sure
him. He has his hands crossed, and the mouse is sitting there all trusting. He's going to eat him.
It's actually not a mouse.
It looks like a mouse from here.
I'm pretty sure it's a lamb.
It's not... Well, even... It's going to fill the lion up even more then. No wonder. He's going to be like, yeah, this lamb's so tasty. Nom, 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 lamb.
We'll put the picture up on the enhancement if we can.
How did a lamb even get to the lion? Do lambs live where lions live?
That's kind of the point of the picture, that it's like...
I don't think
the
so.
The lion is the protector of the lamb. Like, the lamb looks all like, yeah, because the lion is standing there like, I got this.
I don't think so. Why is he wearing a sweater? Why is he wearing a sweater?
The lamb?
No. Well, both of them are wearing a sweater.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, shut the door.
Good. I don't know, maybe they're cold. Who the fuck cares?
It doesn't make any sense. One, they're both wearing sweaters, and second, the lion's going to eat the lamb. Maybe he's like... I guess it is a lamb. I don't know. Maybe he's like a ventriloquist, and that is his dummy. That's
it doesn't
lamb
really,
chop. That's who that is. That
it doesn't
is
really need
chop.
To make sense. It's
lamb
it's,
chop, sing along. Do you remember that show?
Yes. This is a song that never ends, that thing.
No, okay, I have no idea. All I knew was this Lamb Chop sing-along. I guess I never watched that show. Did you ever see the show Eureka's Castle, though?
Yes.
With the little key in the castle?
Yes.
Do you remember what it's about?
No.
I don't remember anything about that show. Just mostly the...
There was an elephant.
Was there an elephant?
There was an animated elephant.
I don't know. All I remember is, like, the intro was, like, Eureka's Castle, and there was, like, a giant and a key, and they were like, okay, let's all go inside. exactly all like right. that. But, I don't know. I kind of like the panda, though. The panda's cool. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm a panda.
I'm glad Deal you approve of the pictures around my room.
Yeah, well. You know, I know you were just... Is that Eureka's Castle? No, that looks like something scary. What are those things? See, if we're talking about these things, we need to be able to show people these things. What is that guy?
Who,
he's an alligator.
I'm just trying to... That's Eureka's Castle.
Fraggle Rock. Do you know what Fraggle Rock is?
I've never seen it.
I don't know. People talk about it, though.
People do talk about it.
This so, what awesome. Do you think about the new Smurfs movies? Have you seen any of the trailers for it?
No.
Ugh. I haven't either, but I've seen some, like, posters, and it looks terrible. It looks like if you took, like, Avatar and turned it into, like, this CG
looks incredibly
yes. What is homosexual. With those guys? They're, like, all greased up and blue and, like, hanging on to each other. That is creepy.
That looks more of a... I don't know what that...
I think that's, like, the... The triple X version of Smurfs right there.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real movie.
The Smurfs movie is so real. What are you talking about?
No, I think this is like an X-rated version. Because,
well, yeah.
Yeah, like Papa Smurf and Papa Smurf, you know what I mean?
Papa Smurf, call me
Papa. We're gonna save that. Yeah, put that for Hank's podcast.
Like Avatar in like CG anime style, because they're like shrunken down, and they're all blue, of course, because they're Smurfs. I suppose they're not cats. So maybe it's nothing like Avatar, but they're blue, and that, see right there, perfect. Who even wants to see the Smurfs? Are the Smurfs even relevant? I mean, they're little blue people. Do you think Smurfs are aliens?
I think Smurfs are like, you know, like little animated people. It's not like a real thing.
No, but like if they were real, would they be aliens? Or would they be like insects?
I think they'd be more like bugs.
Bugs? They'd be that small?
Yeah.
Well, like, what about, what's the guy's name? The, you know, the bad guy. In the
Magellan? Smurf. Or no, what's
Magellan.
His name?
I think it starts with a G.
Gulgamore?
All of a sudden it's Lords of the Rings. Galgamor? Galgameth?
We could look it up.
Let's just call him the bad guy.
So, bad guy.
Yeah, so, like, is he out there, like, Smurfs. Burning Smurfs with, like, a magnifying glass?
No, he's like a cat. Oh, is this Galgamor?
Yeah, that guy. The guy.
Gargamel. What the hell is that picture doing looking for bad guy and
Gargamel,
Smurfs?
Gargamel, the naked lady, Gargamel. But,
oh, it's because apparently I have safe search off. Whatever, we'll change that.
She's still there.
All right, whatever. Topless Natalie Portman
Google
is Gargamel.
Google demands you look at her. Look at this.
I thought it was like a big cat.
Well, no, he has a cat, I think.
Oh.
But anyways, back to the point. So, I think they're a little bit bigger than insects.
No, because like you have to scale it to the cat. Because I figure the cat is like a real thing.
Maybe they're like the size of mice.
Cat.
Cat, mouse, I mean like, because the cat chases them around. Do they live in mushrooms? What do they live in?
They live in houses.
Smurf houses?
That's pretty win right there.
What is that cat doing?
That's a
that
cat
cat's playing
with
Xbox.
Controller. We're getting
he's
derailed.
Probably destroying us on Black Ops.
I really thought there was a cat.
There is a cat. You already saw it, I thought. That's the cat right there. Yeah, that's him. He looks evil.
Cat attacking Smurfs. Google used to be good, and now it's just not.
I don't know. What the hell is that? It's like the ant. Is that a Superman Joker?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
No, but I won't be seeing that movie because there is really no point to.
You're gonna see Harry.
I didn't watch Smurfs when I was
either.
A little kid.
Did you ever see the Mega Man cartoon?
Yes.
Of course you did, because it was amazing. Oh, you know what I've been watching? I've been watching Power Rangers on Netflix. The best. Like, you need to watch it because it's so good.
See,
it's like take every cliche out there in the world and then like add fighting robots.
I don't remember much about that show. I watched it when I was a little kid.
Rangers,
I know there are robots. I know there are robot dinosaurs.
See, when I was thinking about like these people that like do the actual like fighting of like the giant Zords and monsters have like the best job ever. They're like, I'm going to work to dress up as a Tyrannosaurus Rex robot and fight a monster.
That's right, because always at the end they did turn into the...
Like
the,
giant things, yeah.
What they're called? Zord?
Zords. I know this.
The Megazord?
Megazords.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, like, it's morphin' time.
In, you know, 88 or 90 or whenever that show came
they
out.
They said it's so the 90s. They said that's
oh, really?
So 90s.
Ah. Well, you know, they didn't have that great, like, special effects.
Well, I don't even care about that.
No. No, I'm saying it lends more...
Yeah, it makes it better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because you know there were dudes in those robot suits fighting at the end.
That's what I was telling Emily, that, like, they had the best job ever.
And they got to do two of the greatest things ever, fighting a robot suit... while pretty much having to do the robot, because it couldn't
exactly.
just be, like, boxing.
They can't just box. Like, the guy in the Tyrannosaurus Rex has to, like, hold his arms all close to his chest and be like, and, like, headbutt him and stuff. So it's like...
I don't remember the simple dinosaur robots ever fighting. I just remember the big guy, because he turns into the sword.
Yeah, that guy's the Megazord. That's when they all combine. And then they're the Megazord.
I don't remember any of the bad guys, though.
What about, like, the lady who was, like, found on the moon? And she was like, I'm free! No?
What's her name?
Rita.
Frieza?
Rita. Frieza's from
Dragon Ball
Z.
I don't know.
Her name was Rita.
Rita?
Rita something or other.
Rita the Terrible?
Rita the Terrible. And she's like, see, I got the intro memorized now. She's like, after 10,000 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer Earth.
Wasn't there, like, a blue guy that was just a floating head?
Yeah, like Zoldon or something. And he was like, and then he tells his little robot friend, which is, he really should just get a new robot because that robot seems so stupid. He's like,
he's there's
like
a robot?
Stuff. Yeah.
You remember a lot more than this than I do.
Also, I just watched it.
Oh, true. I guess.
But yeah, he's like,
help.
Recruit a team of teenagers with attitude. And then it's like, go, go, Power Rangers.
Did they say rad a lot in that show?
No.
Did they say tubular?
No. It's not like it's
they
not
do.
Ninja Turtles.
No, but it's like 90s.
Yeah, but they're not saying any of that.
Let's all go skateboarding, dude.
Well, yeah, there's like the Valley See? Girl character, which is the Pink Ranger. She's like, oh my god, Power Ranger.
Is her name Kelly?
Kimberly, jeez.
I knew it started with a K.
She's failing Power Rangers trivia. We need Power Rangers trivia. Could quiz you on Power Rangers trivia.
That would end terribly for me.
Do you remember the Green Ranger?
They
add him in later.
No.
He's like a bad ranger to begin with.
Is he the guy who turns into the White Ranger?
Maybe later. I don't think so, though. But yeah,
I
there's a White
is.
Ranger.
It's his name Tommy?
Tommy, yeah.
Is that the Green Ranger?
He is the Green Ranger.
He turns
Ranger.
Into the White Ranger
Are you
later.
Sure?
Yeah, what's up now?
I don't know
you
about
just,
that.
You just got Power Rangers out.
Enough about the Power Rangers. I hate the Power Rangers.
Why are you watching it then?
Because it's amazing. Okay, I don't hate the Power Rangers.
I watched Inception for like the 40th time last night.
Is it inside your brain now? Did the movie put it inside your mind that you wanted to go see the movie? Do they inceptize you?
Inceptionize? No, it was just 2 a.m. and I was bored. And
Inception.
It was on.
Oh, it was on. I thought you were like, must watch Inception. And you like rose from your bed and were like, I need to go watch Inception now.
No.
Nothing like
not,
that.
Not like that at all. It was like, hey, this is a good movie. Let's go watch
maybe
it.
Maybe you didn't get inceptionized. Maybe. We'll see.
You know, eventually there's going to be, like, that power. Not going inside people's heads, but, like...
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in. That's going to be my job.
No. like the hologram... You know, like, from Star Trek, like, the hologram deck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'll be really cool.
Yeah. How is that, like, Inception, though?
Because it's, like, this fake made-up world.
That's different, though, I think.
How is it?
Well, like...
I'm not talking about going inside someone's head. I'm just, like, the landscape is cool to me. Like, the last place where there's snow, I'm like, I would love to go hang out there and just walk around.
And then just come back and go sit on your chair? Is that what you mean? Like
yeah, just like explore some made up world.
I don't know. I like the Inception's version of the hologram ish, like the mind created world better than like the Star Trek one, because like you have to go into that room, and then that never made sense to me. It's like,
but you
really,
have to
how
go
big
into,
is this room?
You have to go into somebody's head in the Inception one.
Why can't you just go inside your own head?
Because they made it clear in the movie that you have to be going into somebody else's
head. They never
head. You
said
go into
you
your own
go
head.
Into your own head.
If you go into your own head, it gets crazy, and chicks try to kill you with the train.
That's if you're
shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which I obviously am.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm glad we established that.
Welcome to the podcast with Leonardo DiCaprio. You're on, Leo. Go, Leo. Say something.
What does Leonardo DiCaprio say?
I don't know.
I'm king of the world!
Exactly. And then I drown in the water. Ah!
I seriously hated that guy for like 6 years. Until he made...
that movie?
Yeah, until he made Blood Diamonds or
Blood
whatever.
Blood Diamonds is a pretty good movie. What about Catch Me If You Can?
That was actually a good movie too, but I liked Christopher Walken a lot more than him in that movie.
I see.
He was kind of a little bitch in that movie until the end.
He was a little kid. He was like portraying like... I don't know. Like
he was like 20.
Well, yeah, but he was... I think you're supposed to be playing someone younger than that. Like,
if you're 20, you shouldn't, like, I don't know, cry when the FBI shows up.
If the FBI should go take you to jail,
I wouldn't cry. I'd just be like, oh no, this is bad.
I don't know about that. I think you'd cry.
I don't think I would.
I'm going to call the FBI right now. Hello, FBI.
I need to do an experiment.
Exactly.
For a retarded podcast that we do, and
how do you think
I need to make this
feel about that.
Huh?
How do you think they'd feel about me calling them? I wonder how easy it is to call the FBI.
I think you'd get in trouble.
Really, for calling the FBI
and saying, "Hey, come to this guy's house to see if to try to make him cry." Yeah, I think they wouldn't really like
Maybe
that.
Maybe they'd be behind it. Maybe the FBI is really cruel, and they're like, "Oh, we're so on that." We're like, "Oh,
the FBI."
What if they had to like schedule
exists.
You in? They were like,
"Oh,
available?
We're making this other kid cry earlier."
Exactly.
Sorry, we can't get you until 2 weeks from Friday.
Federal bully, whatever the I stands for.
Invested. What?
I don't know what the I stands for. What is the I? Institute?
Investigators or
oh,
something.
Federal
Bureau,
yeah,
of Investigation.
This is a different FBI. This is the Federal Bully something.
Institute.
Yes.
Of
Institute.
Phoenix. Online.
Exactly.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
You know, it's a great idea. I like it. We should start this.
If I was some rich kid flying around the world, I really wouldn't be that torn up when the FBI comes. I'd be like, ha ha.
Oh, because you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Come on.
I was like, where did this rich kid come from?
Yeah, because he was like making thousands of dollars, which was like millions back then, apparently, and like banging stewardesses. And,
true. Oh, because in the movie, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Well, like, he kept changing jobs.
He made that with Elizabeth Banks. I mean, that's pretty good.
After that, he became a doctor, I think. Or was it the first way around?
He became a doctor?
Yeah, he was a doctor at some
point. I thought he was a consultant for the FBI.
No.
For fraud, yeah.
Well, that's, like, the end part of the movie. Like, because,
yeah.
Like, throughout the movie,
what are
he, like,
talking?
Changed jobs.
Are you talking
jobs.
About his real life? He's
no,
an actor.
In the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio first starts out as a captain. But then
as a captain?
Right, out of an airplane.
Yeah,
it's like a captain.
Yeah, but he's not real.
Right,
he's
exactly.
A kid.
He's portraying that. He is.
Okay. He portrays a doctor?
Right, he portrays a doctor, and he's like, I concur. Do you concur? Because he watches, like, some.
Are you sure you're
TV.
Not confusing it with, like, Doogie Howser?
No, I know what Doogie Howser is. Jeez. Amateur. I'm talking about your life, Leo. I mean, come on. Do
I don't remember ever being a doctor.
I think
you're thinking of Brad Pitt
no,
in Ocean's 11, because he plays a doctor in that.
That movie's terrible.
I'm pretty sure it's awesome.
No, pretty sure it's a bunch of people who are like, hey, look at us, we're criminals, we can do what we want,
because
we're awesome and we're criminals. In real life, I don't know, whichever one Al Pacino was in, he would have just shot them.
Al Pacino was never in one of those.
Are you sure? Who was that guy who was
Robert
in?
Robert De Niro.
I don't think it was Robert
Hoo-ah!
De Niro. It's not. That's Al Pacino.
I get this too confused so
okay,
much.
Okay, well, anyways, back to the truth.
Andy Garcia.
Fine, it was Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia would have been like...
And he's like, I will crush you.
Exactly.
Cockroach.
And then, like, what's his name? George Clooney. He's like, man,
Batman.
I'm George Clooney. Yeah, hey, George
He does
Clooney.
Kind of play the same person in every movie.
The guy was like, hey, I'm George Clooney. Or, I'm sad, but I'm George Clooney.
I don't ever see him be sad. He's just like, I'm rich. What's up?
He always plays the... He's
playboy
a jerk.
Rich guy.
He's a jerk.
He's a jerk. Yeah. He doesn't really come off as a jerk. He's just like...
He's too full of himself. He's a jerk, especially in that
movie. It's because he's George Clooney.
Fuck George Clooney.
It's a weird
if
thing
I
to get mad
George
about.
If I saw George Clooney, I would slap him.
I think he would send security after you. I don't think he would ever get to him, because I think he lives in like Italy or something.
Inception.
You're gonna
slap him in his brain.
You're going to inceptionize George Clooney.
Into walking up to me so that I can slap him.
Good luck with that.
It's gonna happen.
It's a solid plan. I mean, I can't argue with your plan.
You know, I don't believe you. I think you're just saying things and agreeing with me.
Yeah,
that's what I think is happening here, and I don't appreciate it. Not one bit. You're fired.
Okay.
Just leave the room, please.
Okay.
Get out of here.
I'll do that.
First episode. Aaron's fired. You know, not once I think we've said our names.
Yeah.
Ha ha, they know your name.
Well, whatever, Garfunkel.
Garfunkel?
Garfunkel.
Garfunkel. That is my name, Garfunkel.
It's true.
It's a great name. Not many people are named Garfunkel. Excuse me. Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're running out of stuff to talk about.
For now. I think we go in bursts.
In small bursts.
Well, I just think
That's
you
what
and
she
I.
Said. Anyways.
I think you and I typically talk in bursts.
True. It's with the boxing gloves.
I boxed for like 3 years.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Who did you box?
Other people.
Or were they like.
Nobody
George Clooney? Was it George Clooney? It was, wasn't it? You boxed George Clooney, admit it.
Mostly. I don't know, people who went to boxing class and stuff.
Other boxers?
Other boxers, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. Despite what you see, I used to be in very good shape.
You box people in their face?
Yeah. I taught kickboxing, too.
Oh, yeah? You jumped through the... You were like...
Hi-ya!
Were you ever in any movies? Are you Jackie Chan?
Yes, I'm Jackie Chan. And,
I knew it.
You can be Chris Tucker.
Don't get me started on Rush Hour.
You don't like those movies?
What a disaster those movies are.
Why don't you like those movies?
They're annoying.
Why are they annoying?
I mean, like, I get the novelty of them. Sure, they're entertaining to watch, but there's definitely no quality behind that movie.
Don't you watch SpongeBob?
What's wrong with SpongeBob?
You don't get to talk about quality if you watch it. If you
That's
watch
SpongeBob. Completely different. That's a cartoon. How much
and
quality?
Rush Hour is an action movie.
Exactly. It's a poor action movie.
All right.
Tell me what's so great about Rush Hour.
There's nothing great about it, but there's nothing bad about it. It's just an action movie. It's a karate movie with, you know,
with
action.
With Chris Tucker screaming, "Ah, I'm Chris."
He actually really does.
He's the guy. Me. Maybe he's what ruins the movie for me, because Jackie Chan's like, "What cha cha cha," and then Chris Tucker's like, "Mah!
Come on, man!"
Exactly, "Jam on, mah! I'm Chris Tucker."
Did you say "jam on"?
Yeah, because that's what he says in the movie.
Are you
all
sure?
The time.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Chris
but...
Tucker. That's all he says. That's my Chris Tucker impersonation. "Jam on, man! Yeah. Jam on, Lee!" Because that's
his name.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think he does, like, a Michael Jackson impersonation.
I'm sure he does.
So.
You know what that movie needed? Adam West.
Adam West.
Adam West is an addition to any movie.
I can get behind that.
Inception.
Adam
they
West.
They go into...
It would be the Batcave in his brain.
They would go into Adam West's mind, and it would just be Batman-themed.
I think... Now, is Adam West, can he survive that being inceptionized? Would he destroy them? Trying to inceptionize
Adam
him?
West would just be like sitting on a throne in his mind, I think, and they'd think go so? In, and everyone who they encountered in his mind would end a sentence with "old chum."
Old chum? Old chum? I wish I could impersonate Adam West.
Yeah.
It'd be the best. I would walk around talking like Adam West all day long.
At work?
Mm-hmm. Adam West would own Incredit. How could you not want a credit card from Adam West? Would you like to sign up for a charge card from Adam West? You know? Because I would have to...
You could sign each thing Adam for motivation.
West. Oh, gotcha.
You could wear the cowl.
Now I'm just dressing up as Batman.
No, not even just the cowl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It actually would look really silly.
Right, without the cape.
Yeah, you gotta have the cape. I can't believe they don't want to let me wear a cape at work.
That is too edgy. Far too edgy.
Such crap.
What
That's
you
crap, gonna, mister.
What are you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna wear a cape.
No, you're not. I don't believe you.
What if I do?
You could wear a cape at a cardboard. A cardboard cape.
Will you make me one?
Yes. It might be a little harder.
It's bullet resistant.
Exactly.
It's more just like getting hit with paper resistant, I guess.
You could block cardboard boxes being thrown at you with your cardboard cape. See? It's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's the ticket. You know what? We should have John Lovitz on this.
I thought we already were. He's scheduled for next week.
That's right. Maybe he'll show up early. Maybe.
I didn't know he was coming.
He really is. I talked to him yesterday.
God damn, it's hot.
And he was like, "It stinks."
Yeah.
That's pretty much all he said over and over again. I was like, "Come on, John Lovitz." He was like, "It stinks." I was like, "John Lovitz, come on, be serious. It stinks."
I don't think that was John Lovitz.
It was.
I think that was just a crazy guy that lives outside your house.
Oh, my neighbors. You know my neighbors.
Yeah.
Gosh, so stupid. Oh, there's this creep. Before I go any further on my neighbors, there's just like this little creepy, like, I don't know, preteen kid who likes to watch my neighbors get undressed.
What?
At the window? Because, like, they leave their windows open, you know, because they're retarded. They don't know any better.
Oh, you're retarded?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he, like, stands outside their window and he's, like, creepily watches them.
How old is this kid?
I don't know. He's, like, 12 or something. And like,
it's like a 12-year-old boy watching retards get undressed.
I've never seen him, but Emily sees him when she comes like home from work. And she like yells at him, and he runs off.
She yells at the preteen boy watching the retards get undressed.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you?
I would probably just leave the situation alone.
Why?
I don't want any part
of it. You're letting him get away with something that is wrong.
Then call the police.
I think I'm just going to throw a brick at him. The situation.
I think you should reconsider that.
Okay, maybe not a brick. Maybe I'll just capture him in a net.
And do what with him?
Just leave him up in a tree or something.
He'd be like Spider-Man?
More like not Spider-Man. More like just set up a trap. Like a rope or something.
But like, you could do it and leave a sign for the cops.
What if I just leave him there to hang upside down instead of...
So you want to kill a kid?
I'm not saying kill him. I'm just saying leave him there upside down to teach him a
lesson.
I hate
to tell you, if you leave a kid tied up in a tree...
You don't think he'd be fine for one night?
You didn't say one night.
Well, that's what I mean. Eventually he'll find a way down, or someone else will find him and cut him off, and he'll be like, "What are you doing up in that tree?" And he'll be like, "I got stuck in the net because I was standing outside of these people's windows."
I don't know. If I see a kid up in a tree, I leave the situation alone because I don't want to interfere and have whoever put the kid in the tree put me in the tree.
Why? What if... Okay, since you're leaving the situation alone, what if... Let me think of a good situation. What if you were at McDonald's and... I don't know. Somebody dropped some food on the floor and then like served it to somebody who was in front of you in line, and you saw all of us. Do you leave the situation alone? Quick, go.
I would probably say, "Hey, you shouldn't eat it."
They'd be like, "Why?"
Because that guy threw it on the floor.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Where's your proof?
Okay, eat it. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm just trying to help you.
Doesn't sound like you're trying to help me. Sounds like you're trying to steal my food.
At that point, I would punch the guy in the face.
Then he would call the police. I'm calling the police on you. You just punch me in the face.
That's fine. I'm trying to
I'm
help this
the
guy.
I'm calling the FBI. They're going to make you cry. That's what would happen.
That's what would happen? I don't know. I don't think anyone would be that combative right off the bat.
Sure. You'd be like, hey, don't eat that. I'd be kind of freaked out. I'd be like, why is this person not telling me not to eat
I'd be like,
food?
Hey, they just threw it on the floor. And you'd be like, what's your proof?
Okay, let's do it over again. I won't do that this time. So, okay, food just dropped on the floor.
Hey, you shouldn't eat that.
Why not?
Because I just saw them, those people, they threw it on the floor and they're still serving it to
you. Did you guys throw my food on the floor? No.
No!
Why would you say something about these nice people?
Okay, well, I'm just warning you. They threw it on the floor and I saw it all. I'd be willing to sign any, like, affidavit or anything. I would testify in court that they threw it on the floor.
Why are you trying to take us to court now? You're just trying to make money. You guys should kick him out of your store. He's obviously just causing trouble here. Call the FBI.
Fine. I was trying to help the guy. What are you trying to accomplish with this? I'm trying to help someone and you...
Okay, thank you for telling me my food dropped on the floor. I'm going to eat it anyway.
Okay.
You want a bite?
No, I'm good.
Sure.
I'm going to... What restaurant are we at?
I don't know.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, we're at Taco Bell. Do you want some of this chalupa?
No, I'm good.
It's chicken.
Okay. No, thanks.
I asked for no tomatoes, if that makes a difference.
I like tomatoes. So you can...
Extra sour cream.
I'm fine with the normal amount of sour cream, actually.
Cheese.
That sounds disgusting.
Now you're making fun of my food choices? First you tell me this dropped it on the floor, and now you're saying that I have terrible taste in food? How dare you?
All right, well, you can go sit down and eat. I was trying to help you, but if you're going to be a dick, then I'll just order my food, and you can do whatever you want.
All right, so I walk away, and you order your food, and then while you're ordering, I throw my chalupa at you.
Are we still going with this?
No, we're good. I imagine that's how that situation.
Because I'm pretty sure I would call the cops at you at that point. Assault with a deadly weapon.
See, you would feel the chalupa hit you in the back of the head, and you would see me run out the door, and then I would jump into the Batmobile and drive away. Because the whole time I was Adam West.
If Adam West threw a chalupa at me, I would lose a lot of respect for Adam West. Either that or I would gain a lot of respect for Adam West.
Okay, what if you went to... Let's just keep it at Taco Bell. What if you went to Taco Bell and you went inside and Adam West was serving you food? He was like, can I take your order?
And I would be like, yes. Yes, you can.
What would you order from Adam West? At Taco Bell.
Probably like two tacos.
Two tacos. And what if you saw Adam West spit in your tacos? Would you still eat them?
No.
He was just like,
I'd probably be like, I just saw you spit in my tacos. What's your problem?
Like, I'm Batman. I would never spit in someone's tacos.
I would start to doubt the validity of Adam West, that actually being Adam West.
Okay, then he took off a mask because he wasn't really Adam West. He was actually
just some white kid.
No, he's somebody. I just can't think of his name. He's Captain Kirk.
He's William Shatner?
Yes, it's William Shatner the whole time. He's like, I'm sorry, I spit in your tacos.
Again, I don't think William Shatner would spit in my tacos either.
He's working at Taco Bell. He's obviously failed as an actor and lost all his money.
It's obviously not
William
Shatner.
He hates the world. He hates the world now.
He would make more money just standing outside of Taco Bell, like signing autographs and taking pictures.
No, he killed a kid. He threw a brick at him because he was... He saw him staring at his neighbors.
You have a weird little universe going on inside your head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Captain Kirk kills kids and throw bricks at kids looking at retards.
Okay, I'm sorry. He didn't actually kill him. He just hung him in a tree. And not by the neck, like by the foot.
Yeah, you shouldn't hang people by trees. It brings up some bad...
Right.
Bad, like, little ideas.
Yeah, but anyways, foot.
That just looks awkward.
As a kid, he kind of deserves it.
For looking at sex retards?
I mean, even though they're retards, they still deserve some respect. Like, you, I shouldn't go
or they could
and, like,
just close
slap
the blinds.
They don't understand that. I've told them to close their blinds. And they're like, what? Yeah, I just said they deserve some respect. Now I'm making fun of them. You know,
it was
I,
like,
I,
yeah,
I
you just asked that, and now you're doing a retard voice.
I don't care. You know what? I'm nice to them. I have great...
You're nicer than I would be.
Great conversations.
Because, honestly,
them.
Retards just kind of freak me out, and I would just not talk to them.
But...
Is that bad to say?
Even though I talk to them, there is some part of me that enjoys talking to them just because it's fun to talk to them. Because sometimes I'll be like, hey, what's up, Sherry? She'll be like, nothing. I'll be like, catch you later, alligator, or whatever it is. And she knows the reply. She's like, after a while, crocodile. It's the best.
So that part of the brain is unaffected.
Right, and I'm like, peace. And she's like, peace. Yeah.
So...
I guess one time.
So what you're trying to tell me is you have retarded friends.
They're my best friends.
They're your best friends?
But I don't really like them that much.
I've never had a retarded friend.
They're actually the best neighbors we have, though. The neighbors upstairs are just douchebags.
What if there was a thing in the world where, like, you had to have one retarded friend?
I think I'd be okay with that.
Really?
How good of a friend do they have to be?
You have to, like, have in-depth conversations with them.
I've had conversations with Sherry, because she's the more talkative one. They don't go very in-depth. She's like, here's my squishy. I'm like, that's nice.
It was mandatory.
I'm like, no.
Anytime a retard says, want to touch it, I'm thoroughly creeped out.
Like, no, keep your squishy away from me.
Is it a doll?
No,
I'm hoping it's a doll.
Well, it's kind of a doll. She, like, walks... I think she thinks it's alive, but it's like... It's changed throughout the years.
First she's time, gnawed on it?
Yes. No, it used to be like one of those bags with glitter in it. And you like squish it and like... You know what I'm talking about?
It's a bag with glitter.
Like a bag of water and it has like glitter floating in the water.
Okay.
It's like a stupid little kid toy. And you just squish it. And okay. I guess that's how she came up with the name Squishy. But now it's like some weird like rubber thing that has like little... It looks like some sort of sea creature or something. I don't know. It's really stupid looking. But its name is still Squishy. She takes it for walks. She takes
the toy for walks.
Squishy has to go outside, okay? Squishy also has to use the restroom. And she takes him out to go to the restroom.
You look genuinely offended when I ask that question.
How could you not know these answers? I mean, come on.
I don't have any retarded friends. I don't know.
Nothing. I just thought I wasn't plugged in for a second, but I am. The headset, the listening part. But yeah, she's like, here's my squishy, go swimming. It has its own towel for when it goes swimming.
Like...
She would talk to a parrot, though.
She would talk to a parrot,
I think it was actually talking to her.
Oh. Well...
Like, I could set up a parrot in our backyard.
Honestly, retards just make me really uncomfortable. I guess I shouldn't call him it. Am I supposed to be calling him handicapped? It's retards,
retard's
not.
Fine. You're not offending me.
Since you have retarded friends,
it's okay.
You're not
it's
like
exact,
entitled
it's okay.
about
I
it.
It's okay. I have retard friends. You can say
oh, okay. I'm glad we justified that.
That's how it works, right? If you have retarded friends, you can say retard. Yes.
I don't know if that's how it works, but all right.
Pretty sure that's how it works.
Okay.
I would know. I have retarded friends.
You talk to them about it?
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you mind being called retard?
Yeah.
Is that what you call them? You're like, what's
hey,
up, my retard?
Get out of my way, retard. Push them on the ground.
That's how you, like, call to them? You're like, what up, retards?
No, I'm more like, what's up, dog?
I'm not a dog. Yeah.
No, she says, what's up back?
Oh, really?
Surprisingly intelligent for a retard.
I think what you're saying is very condescending towards retards.
Very offensive, too. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, well, what are they going to do about it?
I don't know. They just scare me with their retard strength.
I was going to say, you think they're going to have, like, retard rage and just, like...
There was this kid when I was in fourth grade, and his name was Aaron Swenson. And he was, like, a foot and a half taller than me. He was a giant.
He was probably, like, 12. You were,
how old are you when you're in fourth grade?
I don't know. Let's think about it. How old are you when you start school? Like five?
I don't know. Yeah, I started like, school when I was in second grade because I was homeschooled. I don't know.
I think you start when you're like 4 or 5. That's like kindergarten. And then after kindergarten is first grade. So it's like six or four.
So like you're 12 in sixth grade.
Yeah.
So you'd be like 10.
Okay, so...
So this kid was just held back is what you're saying. He wasn't a retard.
Or maybe he was a retard and he was like 20.
And that's why he was held back. All I know, we were playing hockey one time in the gym. Like that, you know, just running around hockey, like street hockey or whatever you want to call it. And this kid leveled me over the little bleachers and into the wall, and I thought I was dead. Like, I thought I had died.
He was like, "That's mine." And he like,
he cannot talk like that. Like, he's like, "Not today."
Oh, so over. He even like talked crap to you. He was like,
"Yeah." I got insulted by a retard while playing hockey.
Owed you hockey.
Seriously, he was like a foot taller than me and probably like had 100 pounds on me.
Why didn't you go after him with your stick?
Because I was scared out of my mind. He was like a grown-up.
He was like, "Yeah, that's what you get, little kid."
I don't know. He like ran over me.
He like laughed at you, pointed at you.
Yeah, it was like the most...
And then that set you up for the rest of your life to be like, retards, don't mess with them.
I guess.
This is very therapeutic for you. Now you just discovered the reason.
He was a scary kid. Maybe I shouldn't have said his last name.
He gets he tracks you down?
Yeah.
He's like going to bust through the wall and be like,
if everything is still, like, you know, on the same level, he's going to be, like, 8 feet tall and, like, I don't know, like 4,000 pounds. And, like, he just walks in and he's just going to be like, "Bah!"
Slams you over the bleachers again.
Yeah, it was kind of traumatizing.
Do you want to demand an apology from him?
I would. I would like an apology from Aaron Swenson.
Aaron Swenson, if you're listening, he has your name. That's right.
Well, like, you know,
right, Aaron.
Like, whenever we'd always have to stand together in line because they would line people up.
Pick on you? Was he a really mean retard?
Yeah.
He was like angry at the world.
Maybe I just think jocks are retards. Maybe I just thought he big, like...
I was going to say, are you sure he was a retard?
Maybe he was just, like, this just big jock kid. Guy. He was retarded. Like, he was dumb, not retarded. And,
Let's just say he still talked the same way, though. Because it's funnier that way.
He kind of did talk that way. He's like, "Hey."
Maybe he had a speech impediment. Like, I can't do it.
I think he has that disease where you just keep growing.
Oh, or like it's a giant.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, a giant disease.
Giant disease?
Pretty sure that's what it's called.
He was a scary kid. He had a shaved head. He's probably like a Nazi. He was a Nazi retard who hit me while we were playing hockey. He's shaping up to be a very scary individual.
He's probably leading the Klan somewhere right now.
I bet he's dead.
Because a giant disease.
Yeah, because
you can only grow so much. You can't eat enough
like,
to support
I'm
yourself
6'4".
As a giant.
Think of like how tall he is. He's got to be 11
feet tall.
Yeah.
He's in the NBA. He lives in somewhere. He lives in Malibu.
I don't think. I think if you were 11 feet tall, they wouldn't even let you play.
Because you'd just be like, "Brr." Basket.
You could like walk across the court in like 3 steps.
Still.
Just dunk it.
And he would still talk the same way. "Give me the ball." I don't know why, I just like that voice. It's a good voice.
I haven't thought about that kid in years. He's freaking scary to me. I remember it was in third or fourth grade. I think it was in the third
grade.
Was your
teacher watching? Did she say anything about this?
My teacher was named Mrs. Jackson. She was a really nice lady.
Did she laugh at you? Oh, she was nice.
Yeah, she was a really nice lady.
She ran over and was like, "It's okay. He's just a mean retard."
No, because, like, I don't know if she was there for the gym thing. I don't remember. Do you remember everything about your elementary school? Like,
kind of.
There are big holes for me.
I can remember a lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember getting hit by that kid and being like, "Damn, I don't want to get hit by that kid anymore."
Yeah, did you ever play hockey with him again?
Yeah, you had to.
You were on his team?
Or, because there was only like 6 people per team, and there was like 30 kids.
And you were
kids.
Like, "I'm not taking the ball to the other side, you do it."
Yeah, because I always played, like, forward.
Uh-huh.
So, and he would always play defense.
Go figure.
So I'd run up you.
Picks you up, throws you on the floor.
But seriously, I'm surprised he wasn't playing goalie, because someone that big could just stand there.
Just lay down and let the ball come out and just bounce.
No, because he was
back.
A fat kid, too. Like, well, because he was just huge.
Right.
Maybe he wasn't fat. I don't even know. He was gigantic, though.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Maybe he wasn't really that big. Maybe you were just small.
I wasn't that small. You know, I was tall, at least.
I don't know. I didn't know you in elementary school.
I was kind of a chubby kid when I was growing up too. I was like, I was a good sized kid, and this kid was gigantic to me.
It's like the gym teacher.
Seriously, that's like how I remember him. That he was like,
feels better about himself. He's like, yeah, you can't trust the wrong me.
Yeah. Anyways, try to move on from that.
Fine. Fine.
I don't know, did you have any, like, retards in elementary school that beat you up?
I can't remember any retards in my school. I can't remember
any. Had a special, like, class for retards.
Maybe they, like, had a special cage where I went. I don't know.
I don't think that they did that. I don't think the school board would allow it. Although you grew up in, like, different kind of schools, so maybe.
Crappy schools.
You had, like, metal detectors, right?
For high school, yeah.
Oh, you didn't have them in elementary. I bet they do now.
They might. They're like, those kids are going to, like, shib each other in the schoolyard. They're going to stab one another.
It's changed so much. Like, I used to bring a knife to school all the time just because it's like a pocket knife.
Yeah.
You know, there was no danger of people stabbing each other. If you did that now, they'd be like, you're expelled.
You get tackled and arrested by the FBI.
Oh, I was thinking of Fat retard, but
the fat retard who tackled you? He works for the FBI now.
No, I didn't think the FBI would be involved, but
they are. They're involved in everything.
No, do you remember that though? Like, were you able to bring
pocket knives?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember having like one on my keychain.
Yeah, exactly.
But not for high school. They were not allowed.
In high school, I had a pocket knife too.
Not allowed. You would get shot.
They would shoot you.
Mm. Yeah. Shoot you right
That's
in your
brutal.
Face.
This is in Southern California, right?
Where is it? Moreno Valley.
Moreno Valley.
That's what it's called. It was a desert. It was hot.
Were there cactuses?
There was cactus.
Was there snakes?
There were snakes.
In the school?
Never saw
them. Did they teach
the
English?
They didn't. This isn't Harry Potter.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
I thought you watched Harry Potter.
I watched the last 40 minutes of one of them.
You should watch
Dumbledore
Harry Potter.
Die.
You should watch it. You'll love it.
I apparently watched
it's a magical journey of Harry Potter.
I apparently watched like the worst part to walk in on.
Dumbledore dying? Who cares?
Yeah.
He's an old man. He's gonna die eventually.
He's a wizard.
Well, regardless, old wizards die too. It's not like he was immortal.
I don't know. Gandalf doesn't die.
Gandalf dies and then comes back to life. He's Jesus.
Gandalf
is Jesus.
Gandalf dies and comes back to life like three times. He's like three
okay,
times
maybe
powerful
he's like
as
a
Jesus.
Zombie then.
I just don't think he ever dies. He's like
he's
God.
Like, he is God.
Gandalf
is God.
God.
Glad we solved that mystery. You're welcome, Christians.
Do you know the whole thing in Norway, like how a bunch of kids got shot?
No. What are you talking
Did you hear about?
About
this?
No. I wasn't there.
No, Norway got attacked. I wasn't there. It's been on the news for like the last week.
Okay.
Yeah, like 80 kids shot.
Why?
Some camp by some crazy-ass Christian.
Sounds about right so far. What were they doing?
The kids?
Yeah.
I think they were at some camp. You know, like summer
Not
camp.
Not Jesus camp.
I imagine it was like an art camp.
It was camp for non-believers.
I don't think...
Well, just tell the story. So what happened? Why did he go and shoot them up?
I'm not sure. Well, actually, he's just some... Okay, I shouldn't have just searched Norway.
Come on. You gotta tell me a story. He's filling it with...
That's the guy.
He looks like some actor. He looks like James Cameron. Pretty sure James Cameron shot those kids in Norway.
He plotted the Norway massacre for 9 years.
It's kind of intense. They were probably like babies. He's probably a doctor. I mean, not even not.
He's sad. Fucking nuts.
It's sad
dude.
That it
like,
happened, but he probably like saw these kids. Like, how old are these kids that you're saying?
I don't
kids?
Know. I think he's like 12. They're like 10 to 12.
Yeah. So he like was a janitor at the doctor's office, and he was like, "I'm tracking all these kids, and I'm gonna shoot them because he's a crazy guy." What's with that weird?
He shot 86 people at a youth camp on Utoya Island on Friday and murdered another 7 with a car bomb in the capital of Oslo.
You are talking about depressing stuff here.
It's just nuts.
He's nuts. Look at how can you look at that guy? Of course he's going to go shoot somebody.
No, and I was reading on Reddit the other day that like he has like this 1,500-page thing, like manifesto about like how you know, he will rise in the ashes of blah, blah, blah.
He's going to come back to life? Is he dead?
He's like Jesus.
I
see. Is what he's saying.
I see.
No, I didn't read it all because it was 1,500 pages, and it's even hard to skim at that point. So what I'm saying is I don't know much about
get
the topic.
Get the cliff notes.
I just know that this guy's fucked up.
Cliff notes for...
I don't know. He shot a bunch of kids. That's messed up. I don't even like kids, and I know that's messed up.
But you wouldn't go shooting kids.
No. I just stay away from them because they're creepy and they yell.
Why are kids creepy?
They're
just
little.
They're little people.
They're little, dude.
You were little?
Yeah, but I'm not anymore.
So kids aren't creepy?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're just annoying. I wouldn't call them creepy.
They're creepy and annoying.
Like if a bunch
they make high-pitched noises. Kids... That's the biggest thing. No, I just don't like high-pitched noises, and they make
so
lots
how does
of
that,
high-pitched
so
noises.
So how does that make them creepy, though? See, like, when you say creepy, I think of, like,
because they say
creepy.
Weird stuff.
Because they're stupid. They can't help it. They're little. They haven't learned not to be stupid yet.
Is that it?
Yeah. People have, to learn.
You have to learn not to be stupid?
Yeah. You're born stupid.
I thought you had to be smart.
No.
No?
You got that backwards.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Yeah. Because people
change
are
that,
always
that's creeping
stupid.
Me out. Well, anyway, the Prime Minister of Norway was, like, super cool about it and pretty much taught America or showed America how you do handle an attack on a country and was, like...
Like, chopped his balls off? Or
no,
something.
No, like, the opposite of that. Like, your violence will only make our democracy stronger type deal instead of, like, let's go get him.
What did they do? What did they do to the guy?
I don't think they found him.
Oh, he's, like,
they're
disappeared?
Working on it. Yeah, he ran off.
But what do you think they're going to do when they find him?
They're going to put him in jail. Give him a trial, and then if... I don't even know if Norway has a death penalty.
I don't know.
I don't think they do. A lot of countries don't. I think it's pretty much just us and Iraq.
Probably China.
And China. It's us and all the, like...
all the communists.
Evil superpower
the
countries
axis
that
evil.
have
That's
the death penalty.
Is.
Actually, England might.
Have you
I'm
thought
not
about
sure.
the death penalty?
I don't care.
You don't care? You should have an opinion either way.
Well, in my head, I'm never going to do anything that...
Not towards you, towards your fellow human.
What, do I think, like, criminals should be killed?
Yes.
Like, people who... How I feel about it is this. Whoever, like, is affected should get to choose.
But people are emotional. What if later, after they've, you know, dealt with their grief, they're like... Maybe that was the wrong choice to make at that time.
Well, then they get to live with that decision.
And then they're racked with guilt?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
If you choose to kill someone, yeah, you get to be racked with guilt. Even if the guy deserved it or whatever you justified it before in your head.
Well, what if he turned out to be innocent?
Then you kind of messed up there, didn't you?
See?
I don't know. I'm kind of pro-death penalty, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah, well... I just think, like, if someone killed, like, my sister or my dad, I would want that guy dead.
But
you know?
Is that...
And it is an emotional response.
Right.
But I could, you know, that's totally... In my head, I could totally justify it.
Right.
Like, the whole eye for an eye thing, like, it makes sense in certain... I don't know.
It's a touchy subject.
It is. Whatever, but seriously, if someone killed someone in my family, I would want them dead.
Would you want to kill them?
Yeah. Like, vengeance is mine kind of thing. Like, I don't know, that's probably
you
not
become
very...
Batman?
Seriously, if someone killed my dad, I would probably start wearing a cowl and start stopping criminals.
I see. looking for what's his name,
Joker. Yeah. It's sad that I know that right off the top of my head, Donna. Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I don't know. Personally, I think it's too, just like how we just ran into, it's hard for someone to actually have an actual opinion on it. Sure, they can have like their view on it, like whether yes or no you should do the death penalty. But like, I think that person can say all they want until it actually affects them. Then I think that's when someone's actual choice is actually tested.
If you want someone dead, though, you should have to do it yourself. You think that's fair?
I can see that, because...
Because then you know the gravity of the situation.
Right. I can see that.
Because it's easy,
well,
like...
I don't know.
It's almost easy to hand it off to somebody else. Like,
right.
Oh, this guy will kill this guy because he did something bad.
Right.
But, like, when you have to look at somebody in the eye and be like...
in the face, or, like, pull a switch and you know you're killing them?
No, I think it has to be...
Has to be more violent?
No, it doesn't have to be more violent, but it has to have, like, a physical connection. Like, you have to... Because, seriously, pushing a button means nothing.
But what if you're pushing the button and knowing what's going to happen next?
I still think there's a disconnect. Like...
What if you're pushing a button and you know it's going to pull a trigger?
I think that would maybe be more, like, effective. Just because, like, people would watch the violence that they created. Like, seriously, if you can't handle killing this person and watching this person die, then you shouldn't be killing them. Like,
right.
They shouldn't die.
How do you feel about our justice system?
I don't know enough about it to...
It's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
I don't think...
It's definitely
pot
not perfect.
Should be illegal. I don't think a lot of things should be illegal that are.
That I could say is very true. There's, I mean, like, especially with everyone who's like, don't do that, it's wrong. I mean, like, people are going to do what they want to do.
Well, I just think that there is so much money tied up in jails for people who don't deserve to be in jail.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, you know, holding a small amount of whatever drug you're holding isn't worth us paying. It's like $38,000 a year to hold someone in jail.
Well, there's the jail industry is so full of money. Like, if you wanted to make money, you get into
jail.
Like, get into the jail industry, because like we house so many people. Like, if I could get into like making the outfits that they wear, I would be rich beyond all belief. You know, because like ridiculous.
Well, it's all subsidized by the government as well.
Yeah. So. Gonna privatize jails, then you can choose who gets to be in your jail. Would you ever want to be a warden?
No.
In a jail?
No. In a psychology class I took in college, like, do you know what the Stanford experiment is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's scary.
Right.
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
People with power get.
Yeah, I don't want. I wonder, that much power.
See, what I'm thinking is.
I don't want to be in charge of another human life.
Right.
Just because, like, I just don't
want... How do you feel about people being in charge of what you do? Like, say, at work. Because, I mean, it's some level that they're kind of in charge
That's
of what you're
doing.
That's
why everyone hates their manager.
It's true.
Unless their manager is a good person, but...
But does being a good person mean you won't become corrupt with any part of
Not
power?
Necessarily. Right. I think some people just know how to handle having power, and some people don't. Like, I've had bosses that absolutely don't do, like... Usually what happens at a work, they try to degrade you in some manner to know that they're above you.
Right.
They bark out orders at you, again, to, you know, it's to get things done, but a lot of the times it's in a way that...
I'm in charge here, you're under me, do this.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had bosses, like, when I worked at a college, my boss was super cool and was like... I hardly even saw him. Like, as long as you do your job well, you don't. You know, we don't really talk. We talk in the morning a little bit to say what
Touch
we're going to do that
right?
day. But like, there wasn't a whole lot of.
And do you feel like you got a lot more work accomplished that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because I think people are more motivated to do stuff that way than they are to be like, "Hey, you know, here's my whip. Do that." You know, I don't know. That's what I think. I think. In the work industry, people don't give other people enough credit as to like what they're I think when
people are like talking to others like retards, like when you're talking down to people, they have this like this thought that, oh well, I only have to work as hard as they tell me to, whereas if you're unsupervised you just do your best.
Right. I'd agree.
Yeah.
I'd agree. Look at that, we got all deep.
Did we?
Yeah. That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
We should give ourselves an A+ for that.
Yeah. A plus.
Gold star.
Super.
So, super time. How do we end the show?
I don't know.
Do we just say, that's
and
it?
That's a week. Have a week.
We can't say have a week.
You
can't steal that.
Steal it.
Steal it.
I don't know. How do you end the show?
Maybe.
This will all be cut out.
No, it's staying in. No cutting it out.
We need a tag.
Yeah, we need a tag. We could like shoot back to our title, like, and that's a shot of funny.
It wasn't really that many parts of it, though.
So what?
We're talking about how
or we
the
could
man
be like, and
keeps
or we,
people
or
down.
Or we could just say like, or we could be like, and we'll leave you with this quote from
Batman.
Well, I was thinking more like, since we're not using names, I was thinking I'll leave you with this quote. Electricity isn't real. Ask a scientist. And then we just end it.
Yeah.
For people to ponder that.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. Okay, well, how do you end the show?
I'm not sure.
Well, I just gave
an idea.
But I
don't
want to
just throw something out there that's not good.
Whatever. That was gold.
That was gold?
Platinum. I just got upgraded from gold to platinum.
Why is platinum worth more than gold?
Who cares? It's harder to find. I don't know.
Mm.
Someone decided, hey, I like this better. I don't know.
Huh. All right.
That's the show. Yeah.
This is a very long meandering way to say goodbye.
Whatever. I like it.
I'd say we just drag on longer.
What if we sing like the Winnie the Pooh song?
What's the Winnie the Pooh song?
You know, the song that like ends the show and is like, where does it go? The Pooh's Corner ending?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know how it goes.
I don't either. Something depressing.
It is very depressing.
It
it's
is.
Like, farewell, we're all going to die.
Exactly.
Farewell till we see each other again. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I think...
We need a good tag.
I think we good. Yeah, we need a good tag. We'll think of it. Well, it'll come to us as we continue to do this.
I like that's a week.
You can't say that's a week.
He says have a week. It's different.
It's essentially the same thing.
Have a... What's today? Saturday?
Have
today's
a Saturday.
Sunday, isn't it?
Have a day.
Is today Sunday?
I don't know. Today is the 24th. Does that help?
No.
It's 4:50. Does that help? Today is Sunday.
Today's Sunday.
Yes, today is Sunday.
Have a blessed day.
We are not ending the show.
Oh, come on. Jesus bless you.
May Jesus bless you.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lover, the dreamer, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers.